history. You know, be that as it may, this is a European player who made the decision to come here and play in the CHL and play in the OHL, which is a tough league, and he's excelled. He's played, probably scored for him, and he's played well.
I know it's early, but how can you project him? Obviously, like you said, he made the transition quickly. The score is 29 goals in the O, and it's a pretty tough league with a good, young rebuilding team. How do you project him? Power forward?
Well, it's a little early to tell. He's a player who has a really good release, really good offensive instincts. Those are the type, that's the skill set that we're looking for as we build our team. The fact that he has size was something we liked as well. But our guys really, we look at character and we look at work ethic, and Nicholas, we're very strong in both.
Did you see him play yourself?
I did not.
Who did Shane and Thomas?
Well, they all saw him.
They all saw him.
Yeah. And you know what? I honestly can't remember if I saw him at the CHL prospect. He might have played that.
We're not all dated anymore.
I've seen a lot of hockey games. So you don't know if a guy that's somewhere on your list is getting
out there. But he's not a guy, obviously, who's going to play, barring something dramatic in the next couple of years. He's a guy who's going to go back to junior and bring him along.
You learn with Chris Tanev, players develop at their own pace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I would never handicap any player, whether it's Nicholas or anybody else, to say that they won't play within a particular time frame or they will. He's a young player. He's still getting acclimated to North American hockey. And we're certainly not going to think about rushing him along at this point.
You've drafted a lot of skill and acquired skill, and you have some sort of energy players in your system, but you don't seem to have too many power forward types, like big guys who also have skill and can score for you. Is that part of the draw, or is that just coincidental?
Those guys tend not to grow on trees.
No, you have to draft them up there.
Yeah, and if they're big, they may not be skilled. And it's hard to get the combination, I think, as well.
Right. When we look at a package, when we look at the totality of a player, and players, come in different sizes and shapes and different skill sets. Every team could use big, strong, powerful guys who can skate and score 30 goals and fight and, in the modern vernacular, and play for $500,000.
Right.
That's something that doesn't happen very often.
So you might have got the player, the person, and the position on one player here.
Well, we certainly like what this player and the person brought to the table.
Were you in the Troy Brower sweepstakes?
Over the course of this month or this week, there are calls that are still on all the time. I do know Mike spoke with Stan Rowland, but substance of that is
nothing. Were you happy picking where you were? Did you try to move up and
well, first of all, we'd rather pick 30 than 29. We'd rather pick 30 than 29. We did not really look at it.
Yeah.
We fielded some calls along the way about potentially either up or down, but they just weren't there for us.
How important is it after last year's draft? I know why you traded the guys that you traded, but you came home with fewer guys. How important is it, do you think, for this draft to get sort of the full allotment with your picks and have numbers in your system?
Young players are the lifeline of an organization, and you constantly have to have a constant supply coming through at various levels. And we've been able to supplement some of the lack of picks we've had in the last year with signing players like Chris Tanev or Billy Smith or Eddie Lack, to name a couple. But we certainly felt good about the fact that we came to this draft with all our picks, and it's conceivable we could leave here with having more picks than there are rounds. But again, it's just you're building assets. And the more assets you build, the better chance you're going to have to build a strong base of players.
Okay, thanks.